Fitzpatrick under center, one back. It's Steven Jackson. Fitzpatrick looks to his right, now throws it to the left side. Got a man at the 50, the 45, the 40, the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Touchdown, Kevin Curtis. The Rams break the hearts of the Houston Texans.
Ryan, I know it's early here in the process in OTAs, but the 10th season for you, what stands out as being different coming into this Houston Texans organization?
You know what, it's a fun time to be a Texan right now. I think everybody's really excited about the upcoming season just because the focus and intensity and even the success that a lot of the coaches here have had in other places. And it's definitely a different atmosphere from a lot of them I've been around, just in terms of how much these coaches, you know, want to win and how much they ask of us as players. It's been fun.
Well, you know, we hear that. It's different, the intensity, whether it's the tempo, all these things that are just different. And you have been in other organizations, four or five of them, whatever. But can you be a little bit more specific? Like, what is it that makes it different?
Well, it's the fact that even in something as maybe simple and mundane as a walkthrough, you're expected to be perfect. And they just place a big emphasis on the details. They place a big emphasis in you being a professional and taking this serious, you know, as a job, and putting 100% of your focus into your work while you're here in the building. And it's something that, you know, they certainly do a good job of.
So coming here, sort of, you know, take us through what you feel like you bring here, what your expectations were coming here, knowing the quarterback situation and kind of just your role.
Well, Coach O'Brien, you know, he said you're going to have the ability to compete. And for me, and being now in my 10th year, that's all I can ask for, you know, is a chance to be able to compete and do whatever I can to make this team better. You know, and that's what I was brought in here to do. Whatever I can do, whether it's little things in the film room and, you know, maybe bringing some of my experience to some of those discussions, or, you know, doing things out on the field, whatever I can do to make the team better, what I'm here to do.
We all remember back 2005, that game against the Houston Texans. You're on the other side, down 21 points. I believe that was your NFL debut, was it not?
Yeah, that was my debut. I'd started the season as a fourth stringer and made the team as a third stringer, and then Mark Bolger got hurt, and Jamie Martin started that game and ended up getting hurt. I came in, you know, not really knowing what was going on, and we ended up coming back and winning. And it was just a funny feeling, I remember, because I was thinking to myself, man, this is not as hard as people told me it was going to be. And then it came back to reality shortly thereafter with the next few games. But, yeah, that was a fun memory for me.
110 yards, I believe, three touchdowns, and then full circle all these years later, you are now at Houston Texans. Funny how things work out that way.
Yeah, it is. It's always been a stadium I've been fond of, so I'm looking forward to playing in it some more.
All right, well, tell us a little bit about yourself off the field.
Man, I've got four kids now, and so that definitely keeps me busy. I like to golf, and you know, I'm at the age right now where there's a wedding every other weekend, so traveling and seeing friends or whatever it is. But the kids definitely consume most of the time right now. But they're awesome, two boys and two girls, and you know, we'll see. Maybe we'll add to the family. Who knows?
All right. Well, good luck this season.
Thank you.